The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
This is the Absolute Radio Breakfast Show. It's Ben Burrell here. Good morning. Just working everything out. A very quick start to the show this morning. Everyone's really? Rushing in yeah. still. Yeah, yeah. Everyone was late this morning.
No one knows.
No one knows. Okay, yeah.
Hey guys, sorry I'm late. How's it going?
Good morning, Glenn.
Hello.
Good morning, Anna.
Good morning.
Good morning, Matt Dyson.
Good morning, Ben.
He has risen. He is yeah. back. Very exciting for us all. Yeah. Good morning, Old Swiss.
Good morning.
Morning, producer Mark.
Good morning.
Morning, producer Ellie.
Everyone's here, a full team. Yeah. After me and Glenn were doing, as you called it earlier, an election special.
Yeah. You're like the Dimbleby and Vine of
we were offering no analysis.
In fact, we just completely ignored it. And do you know what we did? We did a texting about nuns.
Very good.
Matt, how was your
specifically about nuns?
Well, oh, we did it. It was great.
Who do you vote for if you're a nun?
I'm glad you asked, Matt, because you can go back and listen to Friday's show on our brand new Rayo app. Yeah. We asked when was the last time you saw a nun. I got about a million texts, not one of them good.
Amazing.
So, yeah, never mind. How was your holiday, Matt?
Very nice, thank you, yeah.
Where did you go?
I went to France, just sort of south of La Rochelle.
Oh.
A lovely seaside town called Rayon. Round near there, very nice. But I got the ferry back quite late last night, so I've not had much sleep.
Can we talk about the ferry?
What do you want to say about the ferry?
Well, it was glaringly obvious that you were doing some sort of sponsorship partnership with the ferry. On the day you left, you were like, here we are on the ferry, having a lovely time. Can't recommend it enough, guys.
Hashtag spon. It's the weirdest hashtag spon I've ever done for a ferry company.
But it's an actual hashtag
spon. Look, when you work with the ferryman, he puts you in touch with a lot of people. He had some contacts at DFDS. They were very generous. That's all I can say.
He's named them. I knew your name.
Other ferry companies are available.
It took only 12 minutes. 12 minutes past six and you've done it.
Other ferry companies are available, but you're not going to name them. The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio. This is the Absolute Radio Breakfast Show. It's Ben Burrell here. And for Dave Berry, what a win for England over the weekend. I was absolutely sweating watching those penalties, but for once... Well, actually, not even for once.
You sweat
these
during
days.
The games normally. I sweat during the actual match. The penalties are fine there.
You're completely calm.
I'm not sweating. I'm just dying of boredom.
The penalties.
And all the... No, the game itself.
Right, yes.
The penalties are fine. It's like, great, bring on the penalties. It's the best bit of the game now. It's
a scathing review.
It's completely changed. But all that possession and no penetration. It's ridiculous.
Yes, that's quite true, yeah. Thank you. Thank you for ringing that. Thank you for that. I didn't realise I had the bell. I've got the power of the bell these days. Usually I'm not allowed to. So you were okay with penalties? You thought we were going to win?
I was sort of half watching it in a hotel in France, so I wasn't massively watching this one.
You were half watching the penalties?
Yeah. Well, I didn't know. I watched the penalties later.
I was zero watching it because I was on a stag do that enforced a no football rule.
What do you mean?
They were like, the stag hates football, absolutely despises it. No checking of phones during
the match. That's madness.
Wow, there's nothing like a policed stag do, is there? That's so much fun.
Everyone at the stag was given hats because it was just part of like the stag. The amount of people who were watching the match in their hats, we looked really suspicious because we just had our phones in our hats trying to catch any update that we could.
When did you find out?
Yeah.
When did we find out? What, as in that it was a no-phones rule?
Because
we were standing essentially in a field and heard roars go up from every single building around us.
Right. Oh, no.
Yeah. Well, thankfully, because the last major tournament, it must have been... Actually, I think it was maybe the last Euros or maybe the World Cup. Our neighbours were watching ahead of us, so we could always hear when there was an England goal.
But this time round,
we were in the lead, so we were the cheerers. Yeah. I could hear them audibly groan whenever we were cheering. It was a great match for England. Them. We are obviously pleased they're through, although now it means that this anxiety is going to be carried on to Wednesday night,
8 o'clock.
Yeah. And I was thinking how we can celebrate on the show this morning, and I thought the only way to celebrate is to
replay this from Friday.
The hole in Gilbert, when you're at the right time.
Not the Beardsley version.
Oh, you know it! Oh, no!
It's, for you. It's a new Taylor's version, isn't it?
He's re-recording all of New Order's hits. Yeah, because he fell out of bed suddenly.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
We want to hear this morning about your six-word weekends, please. 8-12-15 to text. Boil your weekend down to six words and six words only. Matt, what's caught your eye on the text?
Yeah, you've made some blue for me to read out, unless you've given me these ones.
Do you know how insane that
sounds?
One
of them just says...
People don't understand that.
Well, he colour-codes them.
You can colour-code the text.
Bit of blue.
Yeah, like I brought some DVDs or some magazines in for you.
Matt's working blue at 6:25
again. He's always making things blue.
Sounds like I brought in a carrier bag. I'd be like, look at this, Matt.
Make it blue for me, Benny.
No, oh my
look,
God.
They've been highlighted in a blue colour. That's what I meant, right? Okay. But this is why I'm questioning them, because they just read sesh, 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 and more sesh. Dino the Silver Fox. Unbelievable.
One of the worst sex you've ever received.
4 days at Cheltenham Grand Prix. Dom. In a British Grand Prix. Dom in Cheltenham.
That was good.
Yeah, man versus coast. Done, sore and proud. Neil from Hemel. Well
done, fine.
Neil. That's an amazing 25-mile adventure run in Cornwall. Very good. Wow.
Hives at Crystal Palace Bowl. Excellent, says Spider. Crystal Palace Bowl has become like a big venue now these days.
I've never been there. Is it good?
I used to live right near there, and when we were there, no concerts whatsoever. Now it's concerts every weekend.
So the person that went is called Spider.
I assume so.
Hives had an excellent Spider.
We
on
We just
stage
don't know. Can we get you on that? Can we research that?
Spider's included in their six words.
No, because Hives at Crystal Palace Bowl, excellent is.
Oh, excellent. Right. Okay.
Yeah. There's just no punctuation.
It's quite critical this morning on this first show back. Southgate, you're the one. Super Trent, says Andrew the Trucker. more please, 8-12-15 to text. Anna, what about your weekend? Tell us all.
Okay, surprise pop star at Knightsbridge party.
Excuse me.
Lots of unpack here. Newspaper headline. That was brilliant. Yeah.
She's a journalist through and through, isn't she?
Bungling chief singer.
Wait a second. Lot to unpack here. So pop star Knightsbridge. This is quite a swanky part of London, right? What's going on?
So I went to a very fancy party of a couple. It was their 30th wedding anniversary.
How do you know them?
I met them on a plane in 2023 coming back from Miami.
Holiday friends.
Wait a second. You met them last year on a plane and you're already going to their 30th wedding anniversary.
I know, very well.
It's not the first time they've hung out either. You've hung out with them as well,
to the Savoy, didn't I? Not so long ago
What is going on?
They had. Yeah, they just befriended me.
Are you like face
of... the shades of Ripley in this, I'm not going to lie.
So,
how often do you see these people?
I'd say like once every 3 months. We go for coffee and stuff.
Do you?
It's absolutely adorable.
It's so lovely. Oh, this is so lovely.
I think it should be the other way around, Devane.
Exactly, yeah. And you say there was a pop star at this party. Should we try and guess?
Yeah.
I think I know, and I think Glenn knows.
Glenn knows
as well.
Yeah.
All right. So... Matt.
It's not Ollie Murs, is it? Your favourite guy.
Oh, imagine if it was. Feel free to ask Anna any questions.
Is it a front man of a band? Is it? Is a front person?
She is a lead singer,
I was going to say the lead singer.
Feel free to guess at home, 8-12-15 to text. It's like the glory days of Name That Caller.
Was it to Pow? Was it...
No.
Contemporary reference. I can give you a clue. It's a much-loved 90s band who had a string of pop hits.
Was it Sleeper? Was it no?
No, too indie. That's too indie.
Are you going to get bigger?
Yeah. I'm seeing a saxophone.
Oh, the Zootons.
No.
90s. Earlier.
Much more pop.
With a saxophone.
Yeah. There was a saxophone in quite a lot of their songs,
And Think Manchester.
Yes. Oh, right, okay. Oh, Rowetta from the Happy Mondays.
No.
Look,
I could be here all day. Can we put everyone out of our misery?
No.
Okay,
think Olympics.
Oh.
Yes.
Olympics.
Yeah. What have you done to make yourself feel proud today?
Heather Small.
Yeah.
Come on, Heather Small. Was it just Heather on her own?
She was on her own. It was just a total surprise. I just walked into this party, having been to see Robbie Williams in Hyde Park.
What
I had a ball
what a
gown.
This evening.
I had
you
a
were
ball
wearing
gown
a ball
in my
gown.
Backpack. Yeah, because I've got like festival clothes at Robbie. Ball gown in my backpack. Got dressed in the toilets in this posh Knightsbridge hotel, and then there you go, Heather Small's there.
Oh, what was she doing? Performing or just a guest?
She was performing, yeah.
Was she?
What songs was she doing?
Well, she did do Proud.
Of course.
The big ones, yeah.
But you know what? That was this family's favourite song because that was the song that they had when the mum was in the birthing chamber.
Birthing chamber.
That's how they describe it.
Can I just say, we'd usually play a song right now, but I think the more you talk, the weirder it gets.
It's just such a 90s weekend. Just such a 90s day. Then you got a bus home with Natalie and Brulia, didn't you?
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
This is the Absolute Radio Breakfast Show. Matt, what is happening on the socials? Oh, you're right. What's wrong, lovey?
Sorry, I can't listen.
Your headphones have fallen out. Oh, God. First show back. Granddad, come back with me. You all right? Everything okay?
Ah, there we go.
Oh, can you hear me now? Can you hear me? I tell you what, I'll tap the microphone.
Yes.
Can you hear?
Yes, I can now.
Let's check the delay. Let's check the delay.
There was a technical issue over here.
Okay, I'll say Ben, and when you hear me say Ben, you say Matt, just to check the delay, okay?
Yeah.
Ben.
Matt.
Okay, a bit of a delay there. We'll get through it, though.
I can't hear what any of you are saying, by the way. We're having massive issues.
So, obviously, on the socials, election reaction has been all over the socials all weekend, of course. The aerial video footage of the Sunaks leaving Downing Street. It's now officially law that if you do show any video of anyone leaving office at Downing Street, it has to be mixed with the sad EastEnders end credits, which I'm sure you've all seen by now. There was some amazing stuff of, like... Because Liz Truss is no longer an MP.
Pork
very sad. You're going to have to drop your pork markets.
Do you know what? I couldn't play pork markets during the election period, which was such a disappointment.
Yes, of course.
Couldn't play the clip.
How would that have legally influenced an election?
You don't know, Glenn. People could have heard it.
And there was some funny footage. I don't know if it was real or not, of her out canvassing. And it was just her on someone's doorstep looking
on
lost.
A ring doorbell, wasn't
it? Yeah. Theresa May left a message on a ring doorbell. It's amazing that the big names go out door to door.
I just love the fact that former prime ministers are out in the country just leaving messages on ring doorbells.
Joe Biden knocked on my door. I think he was really lost.
That was something different, yeah.
Lovely work. And then, of course, there was all the reaction to the England game over the weekend as well. So I've come back from holiday to a changed world. Everything's great.
Different country now, yeah.
There was Shearer's one-liner from the commentary of the penalty shootout.
Oh, yeah.
Which, I don't know, do you think it was let's just relive the pressure moment for one time.
Pressure! What pressure? Pressure is for tyres.
Pressure is for tyres.
I don't know if that's... I think that's ad-libbed. I don't think it's
that... Do you think so?
Yeah.
Well,
do you think he's scripted
that? People are saying
that?
It's the best line of the tournament. I'm not sure.
It's the weirdest...
What pressure? Pressure is for tyres.
The weirdest tournament line, I think, since when France won the World Cup, I think it was, and it was raining, and Gary Lineker said, I think the France players need some Didier Deschamps.
Oh!
And it was like, why did you have this ready to go?
I feel like you're never far away from a pun with Lineker, and they're never good.
That makes Pressure is for Tyres sound amazing. And then, of course, James Corden. You may have seen this story over the weekend. He was in a West End show and he delayed the start of it at London's Old Vic Theatre so he could watch the penalty shootouts on a little iPad.
On stage,
out of character on stage. It's like if you'd booked tickets to go to see The Constituent on Saturday night, you were going specifically to avoid the England
game of course.
And any football. So you'd be fuming.
Fuming though if you went to Wembley and Bukayo Saka stopped the match because he wanted to watch Fleabag on National Theatre Live.
You would indeed, Glenn.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast, Absolute Radio.
We had a huge revelation from Anna earlier involving Heather Small. If you missed it, then go back. Listen to the podcast available on Rayo just after we finished. There's another revelation right now. Matt, you went on holiday last week, didn't you?
Yes.
Where did you end up? Tell us.
I went to an iconic place from television history while in France. I went on a boat trip to Fort Boyard.
Oh,
no, you didn't. It's real.
Yeah, it's
that's
real.
That's what I said.
And that's what it's called, Fort Boyard.
Is it actually
wasn't a name
that?
For the TV show.
Wow.
Apparently, it was like... It was the idea of Napoleon back in 1804.
What, the game show?
No, not the content for the Channel 5 show. No.
He was ahead of his time, wasn't he?
We'll pitch it to Channel 5.
I'm sorry, is that your Napoleon impression? Let's hear it again.
It's not very accurate, is it?
Napoleon was...
Get me dirty then. And Melinda Messenger. Well, this show's going to be a hit.
Why is he from Yorkshire?
I don't know, I'm not sure. But yeah, it was amazing to go there. So it started up, it took about 50, 60 years to make because it's in the middle of the sea. Hmm. So they had to put loads of rocks in there to make this round fortress.
So it's a man-made island.
To protect France from the British invasion. But by the time they'd finished it, it was obsolete because everything had moved on, all the weapons had moved on. So this fort was just there for no reason. They'd spent a fortune on it, spent years building it.
Can you imagine if Napoleon came back to life and they were like, this is what's happened to your fort, Melinda Messenger, and later on Tom Baker
is like a wizard in a little cage on the roof. That's what's happened.
Because if you're in a ship, trying to attack France, he'd just go around it, wouldn't he?
Yeah,
it's just a ship that couldn't move.
Yeah, it's really, and it became a prison for a while. It's just off the coast of La Rochelle. It's amazing.
This is not another hashtag spawn, is it?
It's amazing to see, but I was watching documentaries all about the TV show afterwards as well. Amazing.
On your
holiday? Amazing time. Yes, on my holiday. And forcing my children to watch it. My oldest daughter, Beth, was like, who is Dirty Dan?
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Ahead of me, 4 kilometres out in the Atlantic Ocean, lies a Napoleonic fortress, home to tough and daunting challenges, exciting adventures, and a golden treasure guarded by tigers. Fort Boyard!
Listen to this theme tune. By the way, playing this direct from
Amazing.
YouTube, so anything could happen. Oh, that's a proper 90s, early noughties theme tune, isn't it?
Well, 5 series it ran on Channel 5.
Did it?
And then Challenge TV bought it back for 1 series.
Was that the Tom Baker year?
Didn't go so well, and then they canned it. We're still on in France, apparently. A version of this.
By the way, on the screen in front of me, in gold writing, has just flashed up Leslie Grantham. Good to see that, isn't it? So Leslie and Melinda were the first two
presenters.
They
were the hosts, And then there was tigers, and there was a little wizard.
Tigers hosted
in a cage.
It? What a madcap series that was.
Little wizard in a cage that stood on the roof, But yeah, that was Napoleon's legacy. What an amazing, amazing piece of history.
What a sorry,
forget the Joaquin Phoenix film. Yeah. It's all about Fort Boyard.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio. 10 weeks of tickets.
We're doing 10 weeks of tickets. It's back, and every single weekday on this show and on Home Time with Bush and Richie, we're giving away tickets to some of the best live events in the country. This morning, you could win a pair of tickets to go to Reading Festival. We're playing Bag of Bands. Matt has packed his festival bag once again, and residing inside are a series of items which relate to questions about bands on the bill. Get all 3 questions right, and you are going to Reading. Are these tenuous links again, Matt?
They might be, but it depends what's in the bag, doesn't it?
Okay, well, we don't know what's in the bag. No. We're going to find out very, very soon. Before we do, let's meet today's caller. It's Denise. Denise, good morning.
Good morning, Ben. Good morning, team.
Hello.
Hi, Denise.
Good morning. Denise, where are you right now? What are you up to today? Tell us everything.
I'm just outside Edinburgh in a little place called Midlothian, and today I am out with my son. It's the summer holidays, and we're going to Fox Lake. So we're going to do the water sports.
Ooh, very nice. How long are the summer holidays? Is it 6 weeks or is it 8 weeks? How long?
6.5 weeks in Scotland.
It just starts earlier, doesn't it?
Started last week. It's a long time to entertain kids, isn't it? This is the first summer we're going to have where we've got to entertain our 5-year-old who's gone to school for the first time. Yeah, I'm sweating on it already. I'm not that interesting, as regular listeners will know. So I don't know how I'm going to entertain it. Well, Denise, good luck with that. If you win these tickets, who are you going to take with you? Anyone in particular?
My husband, Mark. He's a big music fan, so
All right, very nice. The lineup is amazing this year. Let's see if we can send you there. Matt, can we please begin Bag of Bands?
Yes, let me have a little rummage inside my bag. Now, I don't go to any festival these days without my short-legged, muscular, quadruped marsupial. He's just so cute. I can't dream of heading off to enjoy a weekend of music without him, safely stored with air, food and water. It's my wombat.
It's a wombat.
It's a wombat.
And the wombats are playing the festival on their their song Kill the Director. Denise, which line do they repeatedly sing in the song? Is it A, there is, sorry, is it A, this is no Bridget Jones, or B, this is no Indiana Jones? Indiana Jones? Don't know why I can't say that. Sorry, Denise. I'll give that to you again, shall I? Which line do they repeatedly sing in the song? A, this is no Bridget Jones, or B, this is no Indiana Jones?
E, this is no Bridget Jones.
Yes. That's right. Yes.
I'm singing it in my head.
Great song.
Love Matt, back to the back.
Now, you know I'm a demon behind the queue, so I never go anywhere without my full set of pool balls. I'll grab two or three of them now so you can have a look at them. I don't like to show them off too much, though, so I'll give you a quick look. Blink and you'll miss it.
There right? we go, there
Here
we
go. You
go.
Here's three for a quick look. Number one, number eight, number two. Quick look, blink, and you'll miss 1 8.
Oh, dear.
That's a real low.
Who wrote
it?
That? Denise, what is the name of Blink's drummer who is married to Kourtney Kardashian? Is it A, Travis Kelce, or B, Travis Barker?
It's B, Travis Barker.
Yes, two out of two.
Right, Travis.
Matt, third and final question, please.
Yes, it's always important to stay hydrated at festivals, so I always bring a little bottle with me. I've got an orange fruit drink here. It's a bottle of Oasis, the chuggable drink, although I got thirsty when I packed my bag, so now it's half full. It's half an Oasis.
Liam Gallagher.
Yeah.
Liam Gallagher. We got it. Although technically it should be two members of Oasis because there were two and a half members. Yeah. The Liam Gallagher question is as follows, Denise. Which of these is an Oasis song that Liam sang on? Is it A, Everything's Electric, or Everything's Election? Don't talk about the election.
Everything's Electric.
Is the right answer, Denise. Yes. Going to Reading Festival. Done. Congratulations.
Yes. Amazing. Finish the summer.
Oh, congratulations.
Oh, man, thanks, guys. Thank you so much.
No probs. Sorry about the tenuous questions there. We can only apologise for that.
What's in the bag? Sorry.
Yeah, exactly. The bag is completely governing all of this.
I don't pack my own bag.
Exactly.
Yeah,
you're so right. Yeah. Denise, congratulations. Enjoy Reading Festival. Is there anyone in particular on the lineup you're looking forward to seeing?
I'm thinking Fred again on the Saturday is going to be brilliant, and Fontaines DC, their new
The new Fontaines DC album is amazing.
So
unreal.
All right, listen, have an amazing, amazing time. Don't forget to tune into Home Time with Bush and Richie from 4 o'clock and you can win your way into Leeds Festival.
Listen to Absolute Radio and you could find yourself at this summer's best gigs.
10 weeks of tickets. The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It's Benjamin Thomas Burrell here. No Dave Berry this week. I was on YouTube the other day. Can't remember what I was looking at. I was up to no good, no doubt. Something was like wasting my time on there. And when I was waiting for one of the videos to load, a advert for Ho Seasons came up. And I moved the mouse to skip the advert almost straight away as soon as I could. And then I thought, no. Don't skip this, because I was hearing something quite incredible. And that, my friends, was a corporate cover. Drink this right in.
Season.
See what they've done there? One of the great corporate covers, in my opinion. So we thought on the show this morning, 8:12:15 to text, tweet at Absolute Radio, can we spend an hour of national airtime putting together a compilation record of the greatest corporate covers of all time? 8:12:15 to text, tweet at Absolute Radio. What is springing to mind right now when you think of a corporation that have used a already existing song, covered it in an advert for their own personal gain, just like this? Not the best vocal on it. Also, the backing track sounds a bit indie sleazy, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Sounds like Razor, like circa 2004. Yeah. One of the great eras of music. That's mine, Matt. What springs to mind for you?
When you mention Ho Seasons, I think I sort of they've got form in this department, because I'm a fan of their early stuff.
Oh,
they've been doing this for a while.
After the first couple of years, they really went off track, didn't they? And just started to play.
Yeah, I remember a Boney M cover they did back in the day was a bit. It's really poor quality.
But I have it here. I have it here.
But yeah,
enjoy it. Hooray, hooray, it's your
holiday.
Oh, my God.
Oh, a golden era of TV.
I'm glad we're not on AM anymore. No one will be able to hear this.
I feel like I'm listening to the football on the radio. This is really
mal. This is what everything sounded like in the 80s.
Adds to our compilation album, please. 8, 12, 15 to text, tweet at Absolute Radio. We're putting together a Now That's What I Call a Corporate Cover. Ho Seasons are track one. Where are we going from that?
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
John in London has said the one we're all thinking about.
Just one good man.
Yes. I think on our album, this would be the breakout hit.
Yeah. To the point where I couldn't tell you what the original is.
No. We were just saying that. In fact, if you Google just one cornetto, the thing that comes up first is Real Song next to it. It's an Italian original, which has been completely eclipsed by this, I'd say, better version.
Yeah. Genre defining.
A final note, I've got goosebumps. Quite a few people saying evergreen. I've never heard of this. Scott in Northampton saying this.
Feed, is it?
Yeah. Ryan saying this. Yeah. I wasn't aware of this person's work. Bless, enjoy it. Oh, if you're. Oh, wait. The Monkees.
Yes.
Come on.
I thought it was going to be Will Young.
Yes, I did. Will Young rates of the Monkees for you in terms of evergreen.
Yeah, that would be the dream. Oh, if your lawn is a farce,
weeds are ripe pain in the grass. Oh, thank God. Simply shake the sound and in a week. Come on. All together. Oh, here we go. The singer's here. Oh, it's just going to start harmonising with the Evergreen advert. Now that's what I call a corporate cover. Add to this, please. One cornetto's on there. Evergreen's on there. Host Seasons are obviously on there too. What are we adding to
the
that?
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
This is the Absolute Radio Breakfast Show. It's Ben Barrell here. We want to hear about the corporate covers that are great this morning. 8, 12, 15 to text. Add to our little compilation. Now that's what I call a corporate cover. Ho Seasons are on there. One Cornetto is on there. Some classics on there right now. Loads and loads of text coming in for this. some of them we just can't play. The world's moved on, hasn't it,
yes,
Matt? The world's
exactly
moved on.
Yeah, that's sometimes an issue.
Yes. 8, 12, 15. Add to these, please. A couple of texts, including Andy, asking for this. I don't know whether we should put this on the compilation or not. I don't know whether it meets the quality needed to be on Now That's What I Call a Corporate Cover. See what you think. Stop. Grab your spoon and listen. It's hunger grabbing your attention. You're screwing your face up at that.
No, I think this was a great modern example.
Oh, okay.
Footballer endorsement.
Yeah. Oh, is this the is it a Declan Rice one? This?
Yeah. Word
to your mother. Declan, you don't need the money. What are you doing? All right, let's add that on. We'll put it in the middle of the album, so it's not at the start or the end. Quite a few people saying about Lionel Richie. Kira in Burnley saying this. I love the fact that he's in the advert covering his own song. Oh. First you and me. Oh, yes.
Wow.
Come on. Share them together. Extra crunchy. Oh, God. Same one for me. Share them together. New extra crunchy. Is that advertising extra crunchy Walkers?
Do they even exist anymore? I'm not sure. But it's one thing letting an advertising company use your lyrics and your art, but to re-record it.
Yeah, being hired as your own tribute act.
It's bizarre.
The money must have been astronomical.
Huge.
And it's good money. You've not, Anna, you've not re-sung a song before, have you, for corporate money?
If anyone's listening, I'm not averse.
If anyone from any corporation is listening, Anna will cover anything.
Dowie, we're looking at you.
Yes. Imagine. Dowie you, dowie me. I can see it. I can see it. First you. Oh, I don't think it's even the original backing track, is it? It's one they've put together on like Pro Tools. A shambles. We're adding it to our compilation though. Feel free to add your track.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Someone said Body Form for the corporate covers. I don't think that was a cover. Was that an original?
That wasn't an original.
Was that a Body Form original?
It felt like it may have been a cover, but it's bigger than the original if it was a cover.
Yeah. Let's research that, shall we? Maybe it can go in the compilation. Maybe it can't. We shall see, shall we? It's the Absolute Radio Breakfast Show, and it's Ben Barrell here. We hope you're doing all right this morning. England are heading into the semi-finals of Euro 2024, and the secret sweepstake is getting
a little bit spicy. It's a sweepstake with a difference. 24 teams were dished out to 24 lucky listeners. They don't know who they got, though. I like this idea a lot. So it's time to say goodbye to some people that had teams that are now out. Obviously, they don't know, so we're going to announce right now if they're in or out. So it's time to say goodbye to the following people. With great sadness, we say goodbye to Jules, a member of cabin crew.
Oh.
She had Switzerland. It's time to go, Jules. You lost on penalties to England, obviously. Lee, who works for Boeing, you're out, I'm afraid to say. You had Turkey. You lost to the Netherlands. You are also out of the sweepstake. Matt, who works for a fixings company in Gloucester, you're gone. He had Germany. Ooh. Who would have thought? Yeah.
So well.
They obviously lost to Spain. Matt, you're out. Pauline, owner of the Merry Chef Burger Van, you had Portugal and you lost 5-3 to France on penalties. Pauline, it says here, take your van and get out.
It says here.
So there's four teams left, but who has got who? Steph, the pharmacy technician from South Wales, you're still in.
Wow.
Still in. Lee Tucker, who owns Tip Top Soft Play, you're still in. Andy Harris, who works offshore in Norway doing something none of us really understand. You are still in.
Yeah.
And Ian, the fridge engineer. We understand that. You are still in as well. So semi-finals take place tomorrow night and Wednesday night, I think I'm right in saying. So on Thursday's show, we're going to get that lot on. We're going to get our finalists on, the two remaining finalists from that lot. And we're going to speak to them and we're going to give them the opportunity to swap their teams.
Yeah, even though they don't know.
Even though they don't know who they've got. Ooh, we shall see. It's mysterious. When you said who there, it reminded me of Mystic Meg.
Thank you.
We can't get any more 90s references in the show this morning. It's embarrassing.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
I think this is the Absolute Radio Breakfast Show. It's Ben Burrell here for Dave Berry. We are putting together a compilation CD album this morning. Now, that's what I call a corporate cover. Some amazing suggestions coming in. Stacey and Kent, I remember this. She says, how about when Chewits used reel-to-reels I Like to Move It and changed it to I Like to Chew It?
Yes.
Good. Yeah. That's good.
How did that must have taken one meeting and then a long lunch. Surely. Unbelievable. Quite a few people saying Cadbury's Fruit and Nuts, which I didn't realise was a cover. It was a song from the Nutcracker, Tchaikovsky's Nutcracker.
Really?
That's been changed into the Fruit and Nut song for Cadbury's. Kristen Didcot saying that. Michael saying that as well. Sarah saying about this. I have to confess, I've never heard of this before, but I'm disappointed I didn't, but I'm glad I did now.
Welcome to a hotspot where pain and discomfort dwell. It's down at the end of Acid Street, the
That's right. Not the Heartbreak Hotel, the Heartburn Hotel. Yeah. Quite incredible. Again, one meeting then a long lunch. 8, 12, 15 to add to this compilation. Let us know your favourite corporate cover, please.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Monday morning's no repeat guarantee. We're Absolute Radio. It's Ben Burrell here. Matt.
Extra, extra, extra.
We enjoyed your return to social ammo earlier, but we want more.
You want some more? Well, this is one that keeps getting sent to me. It's been being sent to my inbox for the past month or so, and I keep resisting because it's quite childish. But remember when how kids at school, they still do it now. You put your hands together and you create a little sort of farty noise with your hands. Well,
I can't do it anymore. I've lost the gift.
This one guy called Der Schalm, he's called a hand fart musician.
God.
A hand fartist, if you will, right? And he's gone massively viral for one particular cover he's done of No Doubt, Don't Speak. It's a fart along. Do you know what I mean? Like I said, it's quite childish.
Before we play it, can I just say, you say you've been holding on to this for weeks,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Have you waited for Dave not to be here so you can bring it to old childish
Not at all, here it is.
Oh, Benny will love this.
Listen to that. It's impressive how he can do the notes, isn't it?
What?
Yeah, all with his hands. What? Yes.
I take it back.
You're more impressed than I thought you'd be.
This man's a genius. Wow.
I don't know how he does it. I don't know. It's different now.
Can I just say, good morning to our new boss, Rob. That's right. Farting's going out on your breakfast show right now.
I think.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Good morning, you're listening to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show. It's Ben Burrell here on Absolute Radio. This is the place where real music matters. What else matters? This.
Five players, 5 grand, with Wix.
Yes, five players, £5,000 with Wix. Get your garden ready for summer with Wix. Find everything you need for your next garden project, including decking, sleepers and trellis panels at wix.co.uk. Can you match just five footballers' names with a member of the Breakfast Show team? If you can, you win £5,000 worth of Wix vouchers. I'm looking for five professional footballers from any league or tournament in the world, from any period in history. Match all five to win. Playing this morning on line number one is Josh. Josh, good morning, mate.
Hi, Thomas.
How's it going, Josh? What are you up to today?
Not too much. Going to Belfast, sorry.
Oh, you're going to Belfast? Nice. Not much, you're going to Belfast. That was a gear change right there. What are you doing in Belfast?
My cousin's getting married.
Oh, nice.
Very nice.
Do you want to give the couple a shout-out or no bother?
A shout-out to Anna and Sam. Congratulations again.
Nice, nice. OK, let's find out who you're going to play with on the game. Five players, £5,000 this morning. Let's spin the random name generator.
Matt Dyson.
Anna Geary.
Glenn Moore.
Free choice.
Glenn Moore.
Ooh, right, good
Glenn,
luck.
Can you please leave the studio?
Anna, reigning can champion, Glenn, of
yeah,
course.
This is a good sign for you, Josh.
Very
he's,
positive
he's
for
one of the
you,
best
Josh.
At this. OK, has he gone, Anna?
Yeah.
There you go, you're safe.
OK, you are safe, he's gone. All right. Josh, you ready for your names? Joshy, Joshy, can you hear me?
Hello?
Oh, OK, you're back, you're back. OK, I'm going to give you five first names. You give me some surnames. Hopefully we match them with Glenn. Are you ready?
Yeah, on you go.
All right. Name number one is Declan.
Rice.
Yes.
Yes, rice, rice, baby.
Name number two... is Chloe.
Kaylee.
Nice. It's a strong start.
Good start. Name number three, Eddie.
Eddie. Oof. Eddie Howe.
Yeah. Oh, very that's good. What I think I'd have gone for
that. Nketiah.
Yeah. You've got to go Howe over Nketiah.
Yeah.
Name number four is Callum.
Callum. Chambers.
Mm-hmm.
Chambers is good.
Okay.
Yeah. Callum Wilson, maybe.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
You get some
yeah.
Well, I thought you'd go with McGregor, Callum McGregor.
I know. Just trying to play smart.
Yes, but I'm not sure. I'm not
he's
sure
turned his back on a nation there. Yeah, we can't deny it.
Yeah.
Fifth name is Jamie.
Vardy.
Yes.
Hold
on.
All right, Josh, stay there. We'll try and match your names with Glenn next.
Five players, £5,000 with Wix.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Five players, £5,000 with Wix.
Morning, this is the Absolute Radio Breakfast Show. We're doing five players, £5,000 with Wix this morning. And playing on line number one is Josh. Josh, welcome back, mate.
Yeah, thanks very much, Carol.
I think it went quite well, don't
yes,
you?
Yes, yeah, yeah.
I thought it went pretty well.
Sounds quite downbeat, but you should be excited.
You should be excited, Josh. We're going to go through your names right now, Glenn. Hopefully win you £5,000 of Wix gift cards. Glenn, are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, name number one. This is easy. Declan.
Rice.
Yes.
Rice. Baby.
Yes.
Please stop.
You have to go for the full one.
Name number two is Chloe.
Kelly.
Yes.
Kelly, baby.
Here we go. All right, this could be where it all goes wrong. We'll see. Name number three, Eddie.
How?
Yes.
Yes.
Come on.
I thought Eddie was quite hard.
Good start.
Fourth name is Callum.
Wilson.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Who else? Let me introduce you to Callum Chambers.
Callum Chambers, yes.
Josh, sorry, mate. Let's see if we can get four out of five. Save some face. Name number five is Jamie.
Oh, man. It's only because there's two really prominent ones.
Mm-hmm.
There was a couple of big ones.
Punditry guys. That's who I'm stuck on. I'm going to go with Carragher.
Josh went for Vardy.
Oh,
yeah, which is also a big one.
He's a
Red
big one.
Knapp's the other big one, I suppose.
Red Knapp. I would think I'd have gone with Vardy at Red Knapp.
Last time I said Red Knapp, but Carragher was the answer, so that's why I went back on myself. Yeah.
Right, yeah.
That's annoying.
Three out of five. Sorry about that, Josh. Are you going to be supporting England on Wednesday, mate?
No comment.
Took you a bit of a Dutch accent on you there.
Yeah. Let's play the Scottish, that umpire band that said goodbye to Scotland when we left.
All right, listen, Josh, thank you for playing. Have a good wedding. Enjoy Belfast. If you want to play tomorrow, please do. Give us a ring right now. 0330 123 1215. That is 0330 123 1215. You can win £5,000 worth of Wix gift cards on tomorrow's breakfast show as we play Five Players, Five Grand once again.
Five Players, Five Grand with Wix.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
And there ends another edition of the Dave Berry Breakfast Show. And what an edition of the show it was. You can listen again on demand on the free Rayo app. Just search for Rayo in your favourite app store. Matt, how are we spelling Rayo?
R-A-Y-O.
That's right. Download now if you haven't done so already. I do like the new Rayo app because I don't think previously you could listen to the show like in full on demand.
Yes. Yeah, you can play catch up, can't you? Yeah, yeah. It's great. It's a great
you get the
facility.
Full show experience.
Yeah, or listen live.
Exactly. Yeah. On the brand new Rayo app. Just before we do finish and it becomes available on the free Rayo app, we need to name today's podcast of the show. Mm-hmm. Loads of options today. I've been ringing the bell. Actually, I haven't rung the bell once. I don't feel like I always forget to ring the bell. Should I ring it more?
It weighs heavy on you, doesn't it, the bell?
I don't know when to ring it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Maybe we should give it to someone else tomorrow.
I think you should be in charge of the bell.
Well, I'm happy to take the bell, yeah.
You can have the bell tomorrow. Yeah. Let's name... That could be a podcast name right there. Let's name it today, shall we? Here are your options. 12 minutes in and he's name-dropped the ferry.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Shout out to DFDS, yeah.
He's doing it again. He's doing it again. Did you get your ferry paid for by someone?
Let's not dwell on it.
Okay. All that possession and no penetration.
Oh, yes, that was chatting about the England performance.
Yes, I had a wry smirk at that trophy.
Yes.
Make it blue for me, Benny.
That was me talking absolute nonsense. Mm. Early doors, yeah.
Yeah, talking about the colour-coded text.
Yeah,
so
a peek behind the curtain that no one needed, really.
Exactly. That's all I do when I'm on this show. A peek behind the curtain that no one needed. A ball gown in the backpack.
Oh, nice. That was Anna Geary's weekend. Robbie Williams and Heather Small. Amazing.
And she went to see Shania Twain last night as well, she told me, as we awkwardly had a chat outside the toilets. Mm-hmm. Speaking of Anna's weekend, Heather Small in the birthing chamber.
What a line that was. Amazing.
We don't need to go into that anymore. Is that your Napoleon impression?
Yes, we talked a lot about Fort Boyard.
Yes.
It was his brainchild.
And we did an impression of Napoleon on air and also one off air as well that we don't talk about. Welcome back, Melinda Messenger. Melinda Messenger is in your fort.
That's a strong contender.
Another Fort Boyard reference. Yeah. Harmonising with the Evergreen advert.
When
we were talking about corporate covers, mm-hmm. and Anna was desperate to sing. Do you know what we should have done? We should have just got her to sing every one.
Should have done that.
And being hired as your own tribute band, also part of that feature.
Tough choices. I think it's either Welcome Back, Melinda Messenger is in your fort, or Heather Small in the birthing chamber.
It's got to be Heather Small in the birthing chamber, just because I want Dave to see that when he comes back next week and to have even less respect for me than he already has. That is the name of the podcast. It will be available very, very soon. Give it a listen if you fancy it. Leona Graham's coming up on the main Absolute Radio station with Tea Break Trivia, everyone's favourite, and also she'll tell you how you can win £100,000 on Make Me a Winner as well. We are back tomorrow morning from 6. We'll see you then, I guess.